I think we should vote on it right now. As Terry said, it's not a permanent rule that we have to wait till next public comment. And if we change our minds about it, we can always revisit it later. I think we should ratify it now and get the evaluation.
Well, we get a nice comment.
Yeah, Boston's on the committee.
Yeah. What is this?
Very large.
Yes. Yeah, okay, Roger, go ahead.
Roger. There's no kind of people total in Blizzard Commons.
Okay, let's take those 1 minute each.
Okay, Jeff Wager first, 1 minute, my dad.
Thank you.
Jeff Markowitz, 1 minute. Yeah, sorry, this doesn't pertain to this issue, but Eagle brought up the idea of doing an affiliate with a UC radio station. I'm sorry. Mistake, you know, any contractual agreement with anything associated with UC. The programs to deal with a one-on-one, no affiliate for the UC station. I'm sorry, I don't care if it's already been done at the university. You need an email address to contact the lab. There's no way to contact any of you. Not only that, none of your names are on KPFK site except for the chair, the secretary, and one other person.
What?
Now, that's unacceptable. So what is the email address to contact all of you? It must be some one address or is it all the students? KPFK,
yahoo.com.
I think that is a comment.
No, I'm asking a question. What's the email address?
No, I'm trying to tell you. Terry, can't you provide that? Isn't it the comment line that goes to all of us?
Actually, they can create an email address.
He's specifically asking for an email alias for the LSB, which for the year 2004 was lsb04@kpfk.org. That address may still be the active address because mail, I get bounces when I send lsb05@kpfk.org.
Everybody subscribe to that bounce?
Yes.
Okay.
Additionally, there is a full list of PNB members and LSB members in the LSB items section of the website.
One other point about this. It was a great report for the PMB. It should be followed the last resolution or face a lawsuit from this body.
It should be what?
For crying out loud. All the things you're asking, the executive has been against, has already broken California code in spades.
Okay.
And unless you back it up with a threat of lawsuit, you're going to have to sue the executive director. And you have to sue the National Board for not taking action. It's ridiculous.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. And the next speaker.
Luis Garcia, 1 minute.
Okay, it's unrelated. I neglected to commend my compañero Rodrigo for making the motion. I want to thank the command board because it's one of the few times, and not just the Chicago community, but all Spanish-speaking people have been recognized, respected, and given representation. So I encourage you that we work together cooperatively because sometimes I get the appearance that I'm coming here, negatively commenting on the board, but I'm just negatively commenting on the lack of action.
Thank you.
John Doe, too. See my kind of left. Raphael?
Lauren? Yeah, I just want to compliment that there's some progress here.
Right.
However, there's still motions that are going out from committees without conference going to listeners. I got outreach, I feel sure about the motion. And apparently, there's no motion, right? In regards to going back retroactively for management and evaluation, this board was seated legally in 2004, so you have to consider if you are going to go back retroactively, how and what mechanism you're going to use. Are you going to contact the whole lab or whatever it is? Because this board was seated legally in 2004. So I believe that you have to come in compliance for 2004, and you have to be in compliance by 2005 as well.
Thank you, Lawrence.
One last.
Okay.
The form that has been developed for general manager evaluation is fairly long and complex. As is, I would say that anyone would have a fairly hard time using it to make a realistic evaluation of the general manager, much less a program director. And specifically, that the form that has been developed so far has no objective measures. All the questions are essentially subjective opinions about how you feel about what's happened. And I think as an instrument of evaluation of the general manager, that that's not a complete or very useful instrument. So I agree, yes, there is some risk of possibility of non-compliance with bylaws, but I think that's lesser risk than having a good process for the evaluation, how it's going to work, who does it, and having some, in addition to subjective questions, in a form which is now very, very long. I would estimate over 150 questions that come of which need additional explanation. That it would be very tough for anyone to do that, and without objective measures as well, people do not create this evaluation. So I would urge to table the vote now on this using the developed form for 04.
You have two seconds.
Let the process continue to develop a form that would be more usable and more meaningful than final evaluation.
Okay, thank you for your understanding. Now we have a motion, actually it's...
Can we get it read?
I'm sorry?
Can we get it read out?
Yeah, it's Jan Goodman's motion to take the document off the table and...
Are you prepared, Terry?
Oh, it was Terry.
Actually, it should have been handled as two motions, one to take it from the table and second to adopt it.
Well,
that was combined.
That has to be said.
And if we're doing that, let's amend it so that it says it should be filled out by the date of the next meeting, by board this, members.
By members of this board?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we might have said...
I don't think we should call it an 04 evaluation. I mean...
Okay, we need a concrete motion.
Yeah. Well,
let's look and see. Let's see what we have.
If I can hear it, I can amend it.
Okay, I'm going to ask the secretary if she has the motion to read it, and then we need precision. We really need precision.
Technically, we should agree to take the item off the table first. And
okay.
Then we go back to the original motion.
Okay, and pause the question.
Terry,
could you move that the earlier motion for approval of the management evaluation form be taken from the table?
These minutes.
Okay, and that was seconded.
Yeah.
All in favor, signify by raising your card. Or anything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, opposed. 1, abstention. 1, the motion passes. Now,
I'd like to make a motion that the board adopt the draft resolution from 2004 as the official 2004 evaluation form, and that the members of this local station board fill out that form by the date of the next meeting of this body and bring it with them in a sealed envelope to hand to the chair.
Okay.
Point of clarification.
Yeah, I have one too. Go ahead.
That form
can be emailed.
On form. What's the time period that the general manager is going to be evaluated in? Is it 04? Is it the whole calendar year?
Governance year.
It would be 04 from the first term of this board, but not the current term?
Correct.
Is that correct? Is that how you see it?
Yes, I do. Because if you want to be compliant with the bylaws, these are annual evaluations.
Okay, and so one other point of clarification, that would be filled out by those seated at the present time, but not by members who were not reelected or did not run again. Is that right? It's not...
The body as it stands now.
I'm sorry? The body as it stands now.
I mean, it's just easiest to do it that way.
Okay. Is there any other... Okay.
I want to...
I'd like to address the question of time period. This is the first evaluation that LSB has done of the general manager. And I just want to put out an example, which I do not believe to be true, but just as an example. If the LSB became aware, you know, looking at the book that, you know, $1 million had been inappropriately expropriated by the general manager in, you know, the first, you know, 6 months of her being here, and it was just, and if, you know, and that inappropriate and irresponsible for us to not be able to cover the entire period because we're evaluating her
Okay, Jan, let's cut to the chase. Are you saying that you want it to cover, you want it to cover 04 and 05 and
well, it is,
time?
It will be.
No, I want it to cover from the date of hire until
04. Well, point of order.
Yeah.
Let's take another for the motion and then vote.
Yeah. I just think... Okay, we have a motion that she has put
forward. That's my point of order.
Pardon me?
That's my point of order.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to hear my point of order.
All right, go ahead.
In order to explain it. Okay, the original motion was brought off the table.
That happened.
Sonali is offering a substitute motion to that. I am seconding Sonali's motion to amend the original as she expressed it.
No, that's not true. We voted to take it off the table.
The original motion came off the table. Sonali stated a substitute, not the original motion.
That's right.
I'm seconding Sonali's substitute.
That's right. And that's where we are now.
We've heard an against. Let's hear a pro and then let's vote.
That's right. Now, the only issue here is, does Jan, do you have an amendment or a substitute? Is that what you're saying?
My motion is that the time period should be from the date of hire. Time period that the LSB can consider and should consider is from the date of hire until the date of 2004.
That's a motion to amend.
Okay, that's a motion to amend. Is there a second?
Yeah, that's a motion to amend.
Okay, fine.
That amends that motion.
And you told me to
is there a second?
That the motion was legally adopted and readopted in 2004, which legally is in this court.
Hey, that's out of order.
Yeah, that is out of order. Okay, we're just going to go on Jan's amendment directly to a vote.
Anybody have a second?
What's a second?
No.
That was not. Israel, are you?
I want to speak on this.
Yeah, but let's see. Yeah, there's no second to that motion. All right,
I have the question.
Okay, for lack of a second, Jen's amendment fails, and we'll go back to the original motion.
Or the original
Israel.
Move the question.
All right.
Okay, actually, the question has been called for. Is there a second to that?
Yes, I think.
Okay, those in favor of calling a question, raise your cards or hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed? 1, 2. Abstentions? Okay.
I call for a quorum.
The question.
I call for a quorum.
Okay, the chair is going to rule that a quorum exists because we only need 7 for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
7 who?
Yes.
We all vote the same way.
Okay, the rule that we're functioning under here is that the original quorum was 13. So long as there are enough people here to pass a motion with a quorum of 13, we're still in business and we have more than enough. So let's go directly to a vote on...
We're not going to have any discussion?
Well, no, the question has been called for. Let's go to a vote on the motion. Those in favor...
No, vote on whether to end debate.
Well, I thought we just...
I think you did.
But you stopped in the middle.
Oh.
Was anyone opposed to the question?
Yeah, there were two.
Yeah, there were two opposed.
Yeah.
So let's take a vote.
And then I said, are there extensions?
No, the question's been called.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what I said. The question has been called, so let's go directly to a vote. Those in favor of Sonali's motion, raise your card or your hand.
I don't know if
So let's read the motion, what we're voting on.
I didn't read it exactly, but in fact, this court adopted the management evaluation form and fill it out and submit it to the April LSC.
In a sealed envelope. To the chair.
I don't know what envelope.
And can you specify that as the last presented draft of the 2004 election evaluation?
Right. Now, there's no more discussion that's allowed because, unfortunately, the question was called. So we're going directly to...
Vote? I'm sorry, Don. We didn't vote on ending debate. The question was called and we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know it because I didn't vote on it.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
We did?
Okay. Now we're voting on Sonali's motion.
Actually, there's two Sonali motions, so we're voting to substitute the original motion.
Okay.
And then we need to approve it if we substitute.
No, wait. I think Carrie.
No, I think
you
already have voted to substitute me.
Sonali's motion is to use that to vote for the next meeting, to hand it in on a sealed envelope, and so on. Why are you saying that it's out of order?
No, I'm saying that our next vote is whether or not we take the motion that was brought off the table, and for that motion we substitute the amendment that Sonali has just given.
I'm just trying to rule that we're going directly to a vote on Sonali's motion. Those in favor of this motion, raise your card or your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed. 1, 2. Abstentions. Okay, now it passes, but I will have to say this to the committee. You're going to have to prepare this document, and then we have to find a way, in a secure way, to get it to each. A lot of people are not here, so they'll have to be mailed.
No, if the document is secure, it should have worked.
Email it out if you want.
Okay. Email
print
it out. And they can download. Well, yeah, I just want a process. Okay.
Yeah, I can make sure and email it out again to the entire board.
All right. With instructions.
With instructions.
Right.
And I guess
that was my point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
The
instructions have been created yet.
Motion has instructions in it.
No instructions have been created yet for using or filling out the form.
We just created instructions.
Say that the motion, as I understand it, hang on, just because we're trying to solve the problem here, I agree that the thing is not ideal and we have to be working to improve it for 05. What we're trying to do is to take a measure to safeguard a legal challenge of this board not being in compliance. All we're saying now is that the LSB will fill it out and bring it to the board. The rest of who fills it out and the process, we have to discuss and make a proposal to the board. All we're voting on now is for the LSB members to fill it out, bring it in a sealed envelope, and give it to the chair. Is that right?
We voted. Yeah.
We voted.
No, explaining
to
them.
Yeah.
That's what we just voted on.
But there will have to be some rudimentary instructions on how this works. Okay, Casey.
I would just like to say that if the board is concerned about legal liability and the ramifications of an evaluation of an employee, I would be more concerned about putting something on paper without proper process and an understanding of how that evaluation is going to be processed.
Thank you.
How it works. Than just getting something out because the date has passed. I think this is much more
opening you up to much more liability.
Exactly.
Taking that into account, because I voted to do it, I vote to be.
Well, yeah, but
so,
the fact that it's coming to us in a sealed envelope does not. We have not decided how that will be used.
It might be burned.
And I would not be a party to using it in an inappropriate way. All right, now I'm going to see here if there are any. I think we covered.
Would the outreach committee at least make a damn announcement where the mobilization in 2 days from now that we spend a long time preparing?
Okay, Arturo.
Yeah, basically, the helpful for anybody that can help. At 11:30, we meet at the KPSA table, information table on Bayan Hollywood. And then we'll have the material to pass out. And basically, what we need is to recruit as many people from the outreach community and help KPSA get more members, get it known, etc. So the materials will be there. So please, anybody who wants to help with that, 11:30.
Right, and the second thing is that we're going to march as a contingent in the Cesar Chavez parade, which is the second Saturday of April or something.
Cool.
So prepare yourself for that, because I mean, you don't have any time to talk about it.
Okay, I have an announcement. The Love Plan will be a free drive on March 7th. We're going to mourn the other year's 24th Industrial Park on Exodus and Vermont at 6 o'clock next Thursday.
Motion to adjourn.
The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I forgot to bring Julie Rodriguez asking to express her regret for not being able to be here. But I just want to excuse the chair.
Yeah, and Madeline Schwab is ill, so I think we'll do that retroactively at the next meeting.
I move that the excuses for this meeting be an item on the agenda of the next meeting.
All in favor, signify by raising hand.
Yeah,
there's a motion to adjourn. All in favor, signify by getting up and leaving.
Thank you.
Okay, he says last.